I was trying. One, I was getting some revenge for things from my own graduation ceremony, but I think overall the importance of the task ahead for them. Education's under a real threat. I was so lucky when I came through, when I got my degree, that I was able to do that, you know what I mean, on a full grant. And that now encouraging children to go on to become students and to get further education is going to get harder and harder when it's seen as something that's simply unaffordable.
Because you were talking to newly qualified teachers, so you were saying this is down to you now to keep it going.
Yeah, it is, and remind them that this is not, education is not a privilege. It's something that we've earned, you know what I mean? But we can't afford to take any more steps backwards. We have to keep educating across the classes, not just the privileged classes, the working class. And it's a fundamental cornerstone for me of society, is education. And so for them to go out, they will be... I think it's so hard for teachers nowadays because a lot of time is spent justifying what they're teaching or why, you know what I mean, what they're doing, rather than letting them get on with it. They get less time with the kids and it's more time answering to people outside of the classroom or outside of the school. But they have to have this faith that what they do does make a difference. We place, unfortunately, a value on the wrong people. We forget the real day-to-day heroes, teachers, nurses, people, you know what I mean, working in those areas that need to be reminded. Even on this day before we send them off to go, look, for us, you're an emergency service almost.
What about your own teachers?
I wrote extensively in my book about Rowena Rowlands and Stephen Bonatto, two massively sort of influential teachers in my time, who really did, as I said today, pull me back from the brink when I'd pretty much kind of given up on myself and saw that potential and nurtured it and knew not just how to teach, but how to get to me. To access me as a person, do you know what I mean? And to bring out the most of me. Every time I pick up a book and I read with my son, I think about the discussions I had with my English teacher, Rowena. You know what I mean? Anything I do that's creative, it's because Steve Bonatto sat me in a classroom and fundamentally, I can't make you work. You've got to want to work, but I will give you. You know what I mean? I'll give you the facilities, and it gives you that faith in your own ideas, in your own creativity. That, you know, especially that's what art did for me, was to attach some value to your own opinions, to your own creations.
And what are you going to do with your certificate?
I'm going to go round to my sister's house. I'm going to get it printed on a T-shirt and wear it round there.
Why?
Because she got an MA and I never did, all right? Because she was a really, really clever one. I've been looking forward to this moment where I can take the MA off the wall and put mine above it. With a very competitive family like that. I don't think I could sort of justify doing it with an altar boy award, but I do think a doctorate in literature beats an MA in fashion, hands down.